Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Just you're having a great day. Today is Wednesday and I am in Lyon, France, sitting by the Saône River here. Hey, in a moment, I want to share some thoughts on the power of sacrifice and the sacrifices that God actually does want from us. But hey, before I do that, a few housekeeping things. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. I have some new courses out on my ministry school, ministryschool.net. Again, links below. And one of those is 50% off right now. What else is going on? If you haven't yet subscribed to our email newsletter, please do that. I have an email newsletter coming out Friday of every week. Boom. That's it. Hey, let me just talk with you for a few moments today about sacrifice. And just been thinking about that today in my kind of walk, my devotional walk with the Lord. Does God want sacrifice from us? You know, in one way, it's really important we grasp this because the sacrifice of Jesus has fulfilled everything in God. God has no need of sacrifice. And yet, I think God calls us to a sacrificial walk with Him. I think God calls us to a life with Him where He wants sacrifice to be part of that walk, part of that life. And I think if we don't get sacrifice, it's interesting, but every relationship at some level requires sacrifice. There's a really interesting story in, I think it's 2 Samuel 24, round about verse 24, where David has sinned and judgment's coming on Israel. And David is in the field of a farmer, Araunah, I think his name is. And it's like the angel of death is about to release plague and judgment on Israel. And then the Lord speaks to David, and this farmer hears him. And the Lord says to David, if you make a sacrifice right now, I'll hold back judgment. And straight away, the farmer jumps in and says, hey, sacrifice, no problem. Take my threshing floor, take my animals, take my table, take my knife, make the sacrifice, boy. And David says a really amazing thing. David says, God forbid I should offer unto God a sacrifice that cost me nothing. Think about that. God forbid that I should offer to God a sacrifice that had no cost, that cost me nothing. And again, a sacrifice is not a sacrifice until it costs us something. And I want you to just grapple with that. I've been thinking through this today. I think our walk with God should cost us something. It costs Jesus everything. And yet there's something about sacrificing. I think when we worship, God wants our worship at times to be a sacrifice. Hebrews 13:15 says, let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess to His name. You know, if our worship is passive, if our worship is easy, if our worship costs us nothing, I don't think God's really pleased with that. I don't think it touches Him that much. Now, God is not looking for our pain, our loss in that sense, but what God wants is for us to value Him in everything we do. So whether that's the widow giving her last mite in the offering, Jesus wasn't saying give a little coin in the offering. He was actually saying give a lot in the offering in relation to that which you possess. The lady gave a sacrifice. Paul and Silas in Acts 16 made a sacrifice of praise. David here made a sacrifice. So I think when we step into that place of sacrifice, something glorious happens. Let me give you three keys to this. Number one, when we sacrifice, we put value on God. When we sacrifice, we're actually saying to God, you have value in my life. Do you remember the story in, I think it's 1 Samuel, where David's sort of on the run and he's hiding near Bethlehem and he can't go into his own hometown of Bethlehem because the Philistines have taken it over. And David's kind of sitting, imagine about a mile away with his binoculars on the ground, and he looks at the well of Bethlehem. And it's like this cry just comes out of his heart. He's though that somebody would give me some water from the well of Bethlehem. I've got Perrier here today, but and two of his men hear this and they creep into the camp of the enemy with one goal in mind, to let down the bucket and get some of the water of the well of Bethlehem. And they bring this water, it's just water, this water back to David. And it's an incredible thing. David's looking at this water from his own hometown, but David is also looking at the sacrifice that these two boys under his care, these young men easily could have lost their lives in bringing David this water. And David's looking at the water thinking, it has value because I'm thirsty. It has value because it's the water from my own hometown, so to speak. But it has value because these men risked their life to get me this thing. And the Bible says David like literally took this water and poured it out unto the Lord. It doesn't say David wasted it. He doesn't say he watered the ground. He gave the Lord that drink. He sacrificed it unto the Lord. So key number one, whenever we sacrifice, we put value upon God. Key number two, whenever we sacrifice for others, we put value on others. You know, we can't really change the world until we're willing to sacrifice for the world. Yeah, there's an amazing story about 500 years ago of a Spanish missionary who went to Afghanistan and preached Christ to the Muslims in Afghanistan. And he was eventually captured and burnt at the stake in a little village in Afghanistan. And as he's dying, you know, through the flames, he like cried out, so the legend goes anyway, Lord, forgive this village. Lord, I sow my blood, I sacrifice my blood into this village that these people would know Christ. And one day, apparently 500 years to the day from this man's death, every man in that village had a dream of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every man in the village got born again in the night, woke up speaking in tongues, and the whole village got saved. Yeah? So God calls us to sacrifice that we will influence others. And that's really my third key. We'll only influence people to the measure of our sacrifice. You know, the idea that we can save the world with Christian TV or a YouTube channel or whatever is... it's nice, those things have value, but will never really replace the sacrifice of one-on-one contact, the sacrifice of building local churches, the sacrifice of eating with people, of loving them, of walking with them. So I encourage you today, why not give God some Perrier? Why not pour something? Why not pour out 5 minutes of your time before the Lord? He'll see it and appreciate it. Why not, you know, fast for him? Why not do something? He doesn't need it. You're not appeasing. The sacrifice of Jesus completely finishes God's need of sacrifice in that sense. But it will do something in your relationship with him when you embrace a life of sacrifice. Boom. Selah. Hey, I hope that helps, guys. I'm going to be back. I'll be doing some Q&A tomorrow. Actually about finance and living by faith, some things like that. So if anybody has any questions, get those to me, and good. Hope to see you soon in the plan of God. Remember to hit that subscribe button, share this video, give it a thumbs up, and drop me a comment below. Bye for now.